July 4, 2020, it's a lot from Pedro Show.
so young, innocent and strong, like birds that fly so high into the sky. We followed our dreams, and so it seems that nothing could stop us, and we were free. Up the pieces, broken mirrors and shattered glass. When you touch yourself, I healed your bleeding hand. The days were so long, but we had to go on. We made it through because we knew we had each other.
Watt for Beaver Show, happy four, first Saturday of July. Brother Matt was still in quitting quarantino mode, so he's at the Love Grotto a couple miles south of here. But I am not man alone, good people. Do those software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention. I got with me Van Connor. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike, I live on Camano Island in Washington State now.
How do you spell that?
C-A-M-A-N-O.
Camano.
Okay. Yeah, Camano. It's like the only place that isn't named after natives around here because, and it's the only place that is Spanish name because some Spanish dude came flying down the Puget Sound here, or the Salish Sea, we call it now, and he says he found this island, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We call it Camano.
It's more than found, like they claimed it, right? Like, because that's what happened here in Pedro, this guy Juan Cabrillo, I think, I don't know, in the middle 1500s.
Yeah.
He came in with a sword. Yeah, and he said, this is, belongs, yeah. So all the people that were living here, Tugva, part of the Chumash group of people, yeah, they didn't know what was coming. They had no idea.
No crap. I can say crap, okay.
You can say anything you want. This is Watt from Pedro's show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hell
and
yeah.
I got to tell people what we started out. We played John Coltrane doing Jupiter, a variation from, Interstellar Space. That's just him and Rashid.
Yeah.
Actually, it came out after he passed away, but I thought it was fitting since you like it, kind of science fiction. Yeah. Well, we'll get to it later, but you have a prodigy named Valis. I remember reading that in my early 20s up in Philip K. Dick.
That's right. I'm still totally into him.
I don't think he actually finished it, right? It was just some notes and stuff.
Well, no, he did a trilogy, but then Valis was the last one, and it was, they put it out, and it's kind of discombobulated, you know, it's kind of all over the road, but the Valis idea is a machine that can talk to God, but God is trapped on Mars in this, like, weird interdimensional prison.
Yeah, but also, he's, right, the police are, like, looking for the, through his orange juice that he's pissed out, to see if he's got amphetamine in him, and he's seeing communism.
That's horse lover fat. That's the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, horse in the sidewalk, he's seeing little messages like communism is taking over and stuff.
Exactly, which is, because I'm a political being like you are, and like Dee was, right? So, I mean, I I've been running hot on it the last year or so. I kind of let myself go and back into that world, and of really, really like showing who I really am, right? Because you get like where I. It's hard for me sometimes because I live in a very conservative land up here, and there's not that many people who are, you know, that left. I mean, I don't even say left wing. I mean, I'm full on what you, nowadays left wing is right wing to me, right? Like, so sometimes it's hard for me to actually speak my mind on this stuff.
Yeah,
but
them labels, they're from the French Revolution days, right? That's over 230, 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's when they met, right? Yeah.
I guess it's where people sat in the first kind of assembly kind of thing. I should also say, after John Coltrane, we heard you doing a demo of All That You Wanted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I got to let the people know. But thanks for bringing us up to date with what you're thinking about nowadays. But can we go way back? What's your earliest musical recollection?
Oh, man. Third grade. Well, first, actually, that's not true. About 6 years old, my mom, who basically started Screaming Trees, my old band, she gave me this box that was super tall, and it was full of singles. And then she gave me this little Fisher Price or something record player. And she said, I was six. And she said, these are from when I was in high school. And she was graduating in 57. So in 57.
57 is when I was born, Brother Van.
That's right. And I was 67. So we got 10.
Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's all right, brother. And so. Yeah, 57, she graduated, and about, 73 or something, she gave me these. And in high school, back then, dudes toured high school, like, dances, right? Like, Johnny Cash, like, Little Richard, Buddy Holly, and they all came through Walla Walla, Washington, right?
But you're living in Ellensburg, right?
And Ellensburg, yeah. So they moved, they were Walla Walla, and then they moved to Ellensburg, which is all eastern Washington.
You know, it's just apple country.
That's right. And it's more kind of like Pedro
and onions, right? There's a certain kind of onion from there.
Sweet Walla Walla sweets.
Yeah.
You can eat them like an apple if you're strong enough. If you got the chutzpah, or what do you call it when you got balls? Church bells? You got church bells, right?
Balls like church bells.
Balls like church bells. That's right.
God is. So what happened in Walla Walla with these bands that come through? They'd go to the gigs.
Right. She'd go, and they had, like, they'd dance, like a sock hop type thing in the 50s. So she bought all these records, right? And then she held on to them, put them in the attic or something. Then we moved to Ellensburg. After being down in Barstow was where I was born down there. Because for my
California?
Dad was military. Like, your dad was military. Your dad was Navy.
You're talking Barstow in California?
Yeah, me and Gary Lee were born
there.
Okay,
that's desert rock, yeah. So he's probably part of, like, testing stuff and, yeah.
Chris Goss, Caius. No, but it's not true. Nuclear testing. Yeah, he was Fort Irwin and China Lake and all that shit. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, big testing grounds.
Yeah, he was an officer there. And then...
And actually, back up in Ellensburg, Walla Walla, that's not too far from Hanford, which is a super fun nightmare.
Downwinders, man. Like, my grandpa was a downwinder. He got leukemia and shit. Like,
oh,
but
terrible.
Yeah. Hanford actually was where they made the plutonium for one of the two fat, what's it called?
The bombs.
Little Batman or whatever.
Genbaku is how you say it in Japanese.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah. One was little boy and one was fat man.
Okay, yeah.
There were two different methods. One was like crushing a sphere of plutonium. The other one was firing a piece of uranium at another one. And the crushing the sphere was the better strategy.
So people, I don't know, you know so much, Mike, but I don't know if you know this because I'm from there. But
well, my pop was
Hanford is the only other same style. I think it's an N reactor that they had in Chernobyl. It's like old school.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was one in Idaho too. My pop worked at near Blackfoot, Atomic City, and it went critical. This is days before containment rooms.
Yeah,
yeah. Early 60s. Remember, my father's trained in nuclear, not weapons, but the engine rooms.
Right, engineering, like.
Well, like, you want basically it's boiling water so you can make steam.
That's all it is. Yeah. That's all it is. That's all it is. Yeah. Making something hot so you can boil it.
So your mother had these rock and roll records, but was there instruments in the house?
Yeah. My mom, because it was a child prodigy brass player.
Oh.
So, and then she, and my grandpa, her dad, he and my grandma toured around all the Grange halls in the whole Northwest down to over to Montana, down to Northern California. It was called Warren, because that her side of the family is the Center family. So they toured, and then his dad, turn of the century, had the Center Family Orchestra. So it was kind of a requirement the family had to play. So I grew up at my grandma's house. She taught me how to play piano a little bit. We'd all sing, like the whole family would be there. Everybody had to play an instrument when I'm really little, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's a good start.
Yeah, man. And
Gary Lee too, right?
Oh, go ahead. What?
Gary Lee also, your brother.
Oh, yeah. It was me and Gary Lee. We were that was us. That was us. Because we were a little older than the rest. And because we got seven of us, you know, the kids.
Yeah. But, I mean, like vaudeville had this tradition where the whole family's the band. Petra,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Petra. Her daddy, Charlie Hayden, a bass man. Same thing. He was yodeling Cowboy Charlie when he's like 5 years old. They worked him into the act.
So it's okay for you. Like our drummer, Pickerel, you remember him.
Sure, Mark Pickerel. Yeah.
So we used to call him Pixie Kitchen. But we're still closest of friends, you know. Like, and so his family, it was okay with his mom because his mom toured with, warmed up for the Three Stooges in kind of a Lemon Sisters type thing.
Yeah.
Back when they toured, she'd sing before they went on. So it was okay with half his family. But we had to struggle with his other half because they thought rock and roll is evil. Right? You remember that stuff.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, well, that shit happens. That shit
happens. Have the Jell-O with the PMRC and all that like this.
Look, I want to play Night Comes Creeping.
God, now this bass. Yeah. That's when you and me played together.
That's right.
In a million directions, coming out in time. crusty old garbage I've accumulated in my lifetime and refresh it for something right. Start the morning tree climb racket.
Well, it's the morning time. I know it's real hard to wake up, but if you go outside, you'll find it hard to come back in, 'cause in the morning time, before the day really begins, it's when the city is at rest, you'll find the city at its best. When there ain't no cars beeping, you can stroll along the streets at a small back at the rising sun. Day's just begun. Oh, and I wonder, as I wander around, with my feet pushing me further, while my mind soars off the ground, will I ever reach where I'm going, or will time suck? Feels as peaceful. Nighttime could be deceitful, claiming to be calm, but there's always something going on. Lonely voices screaming to be heard. So I like to walk in silence alongside of people's homes where everyone's still sleeping and in their dreams are not alone. Oh, and I wonder, as I wander around, with my feet pushing me further, while my mind soars off the ground, will I ever reach where I'm going? Will the world ever stop crying? Well, outside, you'll find it hard to come back in, 'cause in the morning time, before the day really begins, it's when the city is at rest, you'll find the city at its best. Thank you.
meaning. But you won't find any here.
Same flesh.
We'll come back to this, but dude,
we're on there right now there, man. Let me tell what we played, okay? Screaming Trees with That Comes Creeping, Righteous Bass Part. Ivan the Tolerable, Brand New, A New Possibility. That's got my voice on some stuff that Ollie did it over in England. Amaya from the City with Morning Time. Pat Ruthensmeer from the Germs, his first solo record. I Heart. Deerhoof from their... actually, they got a newer album they just did with Leo Wada Smith. But this is Faction Anthem. Dietrich Barnes, which has got John from Deerhoof. And Tim Barnes, great drummer, man. Brain Envy. And finally, Screaming Trees. You tell me all these things. People, you got to understand, I took Screaming Trees on the first two tours. And this was where I got to first meet Van and his brother Gary Lee, Mark Lanigan, Mark Pickrell. So you got a story. We were talking off air, people, about a van wreck, because Van's flown me a shot of him playing one of my basses on tour. And they got in a wreck. And relate the story here at County Fair.
Yeah, we went to the Florida some county fair. And they had, I remember they had, it was big, man. And it was super redneck, right? And it was, we're walking around with hair down to our ass, you know, and big fat guys with flannels, right?
Yep.
And, flying flannels. And, so we're walking around and they have singing booths. And we actually went in and did all these songs and we hung out there, but we had a few drinks, right?
So yeah.
We get in the van. And a Econoline. We always had a Econoline. We never had anything else.
Yeah, but you had a couch in the back that wasn't mounted to the deck.
And the
shelf.
This shelf, man.
The shelf.
Like, Greg Ginn told us how to do that.
But the couch being a floater was not smart.
Dude, we kept it the whole time till we got a bus, right? Like, we kept it the whole time.
But I think Mark got his back hurt in this wreck, right?
That was the next one we got in wreck. But, dude, van tours rule, right? Like, okay. That's mostly what I've done in my life. But I did them after the bus tours. I went back and had that van Gardner. I did bus tours. But back to that story. So we all pile in the van. And Rod Doak, our sound man, who you met,
of course.
Yeah, he was our tour manager for a while, but then he bailed us for Dinosaur Jr. because I was playing for Dinosaur Jr. for a while.
Yep.
And people understand, they're
old. I saw you at the Whiskey.
Yep. With me playing?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I haven't talked to anybody who's seen that for so long.
Watt was there, kind of bourboned up. But
I'm sure I was other things up, too, and bourboned up. Dude. Used to get bourboned up together. I was always so happy to see you. So... We get in the van and we pull out of the place, probably bourboned up, and some dude comes flying over this hill and T-bones us. The whole van spins around like four times.
Oh, man.
Knocks it right next to where the car almost comes through the side, right?
Yeah.
And cops come. We jump out immediately, and one dude in that car, and he looks at Screaming Trees, right? He's got scared. So... we're all like, what the hell happened? And the cops come. Here's what they say.
Yeah.
They said, even though we're bourboned up, they said, do you have insurance? Where are you from? And we said, we're from Washington State. And then he goes to the other dude, where are you from? He goes, right down the road. And he goes, do you know, he goes off on the other dude telling him that these guys are from Washington State. You don't need insurance because we're the last state in the United States that not need insurance. But you don't have any, and he goes off on this other guy, and he goes, you guys can go. But the van still ran, and we just had, like, a big, huge, like, V in the middle.
Yeah.
But it paid us back right over the last pass, right by Hayden Lake, Idaho, where all the Nazis used to be at the time they were there. And the axle broke, and I had to hitchhike into Nazi land because, you know, Van always had to do it because I was the guy who knew how to fix it. I was the, you know, I don't know. I just always ended up being the person who had to do the grunt work. I was the grunt. I was bass player, right?
Right, of course.
I was a tugboat.
Let's go back to your youth. When did you and Gary Lee make your first band?
Well, after I started taking violin lessons in third grade, and then I ended up being French horn. All of a sudden, I could just play, and I'm not bragging, it's just true, I could just play instantly better than anybody. And I had one of those orchestra directors who used to hit me on the hand with a bow, you know, like a violin bow. But you know what? It was old school. It was like, what do you call Mr. Miyagi or something, you know? It was like, he was a chain smoker in front of me, you know, like third grade. But yeah, so I got a paper route so I could buy a bass in fourth grade. And Lee had a paper route too, and he bought a guitar at a pawn shop. I bought a bass. And then
whose idea was to decide who was guitar, who was bass?
We both wanted to be guitar. Okay. But he bought one
first.
That's
usually how it happens.
Right. But he bought one first. Okay. Right. And then I bought one. He bought a silver tone with the amp in the case. And I bought a bass. And then my mom encouraged us to do it. Right. And she wanted us to have a bass. So they said, you can put your stuff in this room. We can be as loud as we want. My mom was just, you know, totally into it. And then, so we start playing. And my hands are too small, right?
Yeah.
So I became a guitar player. He became bass. And he became like Chris Squire style, right?
A lot of
totally
notes.
Totally soloing the whole time.
A lot
time.
Of notes, oh, yeah, some roundabout.
No crap. And he couldn't hold it together like a band together, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So he couldn't be the glue.
Kind of fuse.
Right. And that's why he's Gary Lee. You've seen him play.
Yeah.
He's the bird flying, the hummingbird flying all over the road, right?
A lot of flutter.
Right. So until about, what was it, ninth or tenth grade in high school, when we looked at Spin Magazine, I was guitar and he was bass. But we played with Mark Pickerel. We had this band called Him and Those Guys, and we had a band called Explosive Generation with all the same dudes, but we changed the name a couple times. Uh-huh. And, so I was in bands with my family and best friends until it was all about friends, right? You
sure.
You know what that's like. And,
totally.
And your stories in Jamicano and just meeting you and you talking about it. It's the same that love thing where you have to play with people you trust.
Sure.
Right? And like the missing men are like that in the all your bands you've had, I mean, I can tell that you can't play with somebody you don't trust, right? Like, so, and you haven't, probably if you look at your life, besides jamming with, you know, on a show or doing some rock star thing, you know, like, you know, compilation or something. The people you've really had bands with, I'm sure this is true, and this is me. I don't think I've ever really been in a real band with anybody who I didn't love.
Yeah, it's hard to be for my situation. Because it's all about people. You're exactly right, Brother Van. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, July 4, 2020. Special guest, Van Conner, Whole Tef Hour 2. July 4, 2020, it's second hour, a lot for Pedro's show.
Seriously, folks, I just rolled into the town, boys.
faces white and black. They can't call me, they'll turn me back. This animal's wild and he roams where he wants. Don't care about the people cause I can't hear him talk. Out here in the forest, out in the forest.
I was raised to be respectful of the government. The law and order, apple pie, and the love of Jesus Christ. Meatin' taters, see you later at the game. America was my own paradise. But then I heard a little station on the radio with some guy from Seattle talking about the CIA. He was in possession of the evidence about how they're gonna take our lives away. Then one night in the tavern I was watching CNN, and the president was calling for the killing time again. I said, you must be kidding, George, why don't you understand? Iraq is Arabic for Vietnam. Well, it got so quiet in there, you could hear a cracker crumble. And as a man, they turned to me and said, but hey, don't go saying that in Carbondale. Go out to San Francisco if that's how you're gonna be. Cause the USA is ALK in Carbondale. With flags and yellow ribbons, you take what we've been given, just like the way we see it on TV. We don't cotton too much to minorities. Everybody ought to know their place. Homeless, they're all homeless cause they wanna be. I'll send them all to outer space. We're the soul and backbone of the government. We kept the white and white house just the way we always do. Now we need to find us as an enemy. And now we see that enemy is you. I said I'm gonna hit the highway like the fox out on the run. With the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Thomas Jefferson. The time for revolution in this land is finally here. Now you just stay right there and drink your beer. Well, the lady, she come up to me and she said, the people don't like your original material. But hey, don't go saying that at Carbondale. Go out and remember 9/11. Buddy, don't you tread on me. So what you see is what you get in Carbondale. With flags and yellow ribbons, you take and leave and give them. It's like the way you see it on TV. But hey, don't go saying that in Carbondale. There we go, I'll get them. Man, there's some modulations to go. But hey, don't go saying that in Carbondale. If ignorance is bliss and this is happy as can be. Living on a long gone dream of Carbondale. With flags and yellow ribbons, with cake and weave and given. And Carbondale and Cloverdale and Annandale and Chippendales. Parts of New York City too, San Francisco's got a few. Poor folks just like dead whale, except their check. This is no man. Carbondale seems just like jail to me.
It was at a high school. We started the second hour off with Screaming Trees doing In the Forest and Leavel, brand new, Spice Taker. Ron Weber out of North Carolina with Out of the Way. Steve McKay, Brother Steve, on guitar, which is a little different than sax. Carbondale, original composition of his. He did that at Tommy's Pad in Dublin, Ireland. After that with a Stooges song, cover of Cock in My Pocket off Metallica, yeah, great too. It's not Sweet Georgia Brown. And then finally, Screaming Trees with More or Less. And we were reminiscing, listeners, about touring together and stuff. And this gig, Slovenly was the band Tom Watson, the Missing Man guitarist, was in. And Screaming Trees all played together in a high school gym in Walla Walla. And when the gig was over, I had to split between the three of us $5. Which I did equally.
What a memory, dude. I think
it was called the Haircut Tour.
That was my parents' hometown.
That's 1987.
To the face.
Yeah, because in Ellensburg, they ran a video store or something, right?
Yep, they did, yeah. We that's where we practiced, in the back of the store. Yeah, we ended up actually, you might not know this, but we actually started our own shows there and stuff, and then my dad was the school principal, and on the city council, and our drummer's dad was a city manager.
Mark
basically
Pickle?
The mayor.
Okay.
And he let us use this. They built this new hall, and nobody wanted to use it. So we were like, we'll use it. My dad and he let it happen. We got on the loop where – you know, the SST guy, or the Global.
Global was the booking arm.
Right. And they made...
Chuck Dukowski, George Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Later on, Steve Cole.
The other day, yeah. Jordan, man. So, yeah. Who was in your movie, right? Like, with you. But, what is that movie?
Well, let's talk about Screaming Trees.
Were you guys called
Screaming Trees at the time? You were a power trio, right? When does Mark Lanegan get into the picture?
Well, that was before we were called Screaming Trees, but
yeah.
But
you played with Mark Pickrell and your brother, right? Would you call it?
Yeah, that was the, yeah. And we had another guy named Dan Harper. We had another guy for a little while named Dave Frazzini, but.
So they were four-piece bands. Okay.
Yeah. But we also, at home, we were three-piece in my bedroom. My bedroom was, you know, us three would do MC5 songs and put capes on and stuff, you know.
Because I only know you as a four-piece with Mark Lanegan.
So what happened there, me and my brother got in a fight, Gary Lee. So my mom said, your brother has to be in the band. So I said, okay, you know, because you got to listen to mom. And then... she's the king boss, right?
That's right.
That's right. And so I got him back in the band, and our drummer was Mark Pickerel.
Right.
And Mark wanted to sing Pickerel. And then I saw Lanegan at this kegger party, right? I hadn't seen him in years. We were friends in high school.
Okay.
And we actually met in detention. And
best place.
I'll tell you real quick, the the Lanigan story. So I get detention. He gets detention. I didn't know him. I'm wearing a trench coat and boots and stuff, and which for Ellensburg was like, you get your ass kicked for that, right? And it was like super conservative. And I had a Jimi Hendrix button on. And there's this dude sitting next to me with long ass hair. And nobody had long hair, right? I had like spiked up hair and stuff. So I was into you guys. I was into your band, which is funny that later on, and I'm doing this right now, you know. So I had a Hendrix button, and Lanigan goes, you know the problem, we weren't supposed to talk, but he goes, you know the problem with this high school is nobody even knows who Hendrix was.
And it's I go, from Washington State.
Washington State, man, like Eastern Washington, which is still.
No, but Jimmy, he's from Seattle.
That's right. He sure was. And my brother, Patrick, my little brother, who's in Ballas with me, keeping the family, right? Like, right. He's hung out a couple times with, his brother, with Hendrix's brother.
Oh, yeah.
But, and, you know, the whole family's still here.
Right, right.
But yeah, so we're in detention and we hit it off, right? And we started trading records. He turned me on the Stranglers, all these bands, and I had a million records, he had a million records, and all these punk rock bands, and we started turning each other on to all these bands, right?
Sure.
And then we had this record store in town by this old hippie dude, and he had all these European like punk rock singles from bands like Slaughter and the Dogs and all these bands that I didn't know about, and turned us on to that. And it was just like an exploration of finding music, you know? And, but one of my favorite labels was SST. And
fireworks. That's fireworks. That's not gunshots.
It was some kind of first thing. You know?
That's a lot of firework. It's not even nighttime yet.
Dude, that was fireworks?
Yeah. No pistoles.
Those are fireworks.
That'll be a little later. A little later. Look, I want to play The Turning.
Around. Frisco, that dirty rotten Santa Fe. Well, he left me standing here, took my baby away. I was standing and waiting for that lonesome whistle to blow. Yes, I was. I was standing and waiting for that lonesome whistle to blow. Well, it sounded like the central, but it wasn't me at all. That's it, I was 88.
Spur of the moment.
Those things are always pretty good.
That was our surf number to lead into a song that's about surfing urban terrain.
Watt for Pedro show. You just heard actually Valis with Space Station. Before that was Mattered or Hinged, Dan Klukas, Jeb Bishop, Damon Smith, Matt Crane, Home and Garden. That's Scott Krause, Tony Mamone for Peru, Fix My Horn. I think actually Scott's son is saying. Peter Lochner, sorry about that, old Cleveland scene. Old Frisco. Round Eye from Shanghai. With Smokestack, something I produced at Casalazzo here last year. And we start off with Attorney, Screaming Trees, which I've been enlightened of. Brother Van here, first thing that Mark Lanigan recorded with the Connor Brothers, I didn't know this, but Mark Prickwell moved from the drums to singer position, lead singer man, and then Mark Lanigan was first the drummer man, but was breaking too many sticks, so they switched positions.
Yeah. And also because Mark Pickerel was an auto drummer, you know what I mean? From a little kid, he was like Keith Moon from a little kid, you know, like he just could play. And then Lanigan, we were like, Mark, you're not as good as Pickerel. And you also break sticks all the time. And he just, you know, he just, so we said, why don't you try singing? And I think my brother, Gary Lee, wrote that song, The Turning, and a couple others. And we started playing, and it was like, all right, he's got kind of a special voice, right?
Great
and,
voice.
And then we were like...
I think I've heard Mark Pickerel, because he did some solo stuff after The Trees, and I think I've heard him sing.
Yeah, oh, God, he's great. He's great. No, he's still doing it, and he's done tons of records and toured with all sorts of bands, and yeah, his solo thing... It's now. It's, I think it's just called Mark Pickerel. His first band was Mark Pickerel and the Praying Hands.
That's right.
And yeah, so yeah, he's still going full power, man.
Because he left the band not too long, and Barrett Martin took over. I remember not too long
That's
after
right.
that last tour that Firehose did with you guys. Next time I played with you, your drummer man was Barrett Martin.
Well, it was a little while. So what happened was.
Well, I got to stop you because we're at the end of the second hour, July 4th, 2020. Hold tight for hour three. July 4th, 2020. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
my job consists of basically masking my contempt for the assholes in charge, and at least once a day retiring to the men's room so I can jerk off while I fantasize about a life that doesn't so closely resemble hell.
Expectations for something worthwhile. what seems to make sense. Nothing ever happens when we try too hard. We don't need your evidence.
me, he's like, hey, Van, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And he said, I talked to him about music and stuff. He said, I have no desire to do music anymore. And which is sad, because it's Rollins, right?
But Rollins, yeah. Because he does voice and stuff for Hollywood.
Yeah, he does voiceovers, and every once in a while he's in a movie. But, man, I mean, I listen to both you guys. I listen to three people every day. I listen to Jello, I listen to you, and I listen to Henry. Like, but I need it to inspire me, like certain songs. Like, today I listen to Member, right? Like, because I always, that's what we're doing right now, right? Remember us talking about the time I couldn't remember? Remember? You know?
Yeah, right? Yeah, Firehose. Yeah, that was me and Thirst. About talking about Richard Hell, right? And Madonna.
Talking about Hell,
and Madonna,
yeah.
Right. I should tell people, we start off the third hour with Vallis doing Universe Inside My Mind, Fuck My Fucking Life by the Born Shit Stirrers, and then another Umbrella, That's Just Fine. Crane, which has got Crane. Crane's now living in Idaho, you to pimp. Scientific Proof, he did a version of Tragicomedy there. Zola Jesus, Stridium, upstate Wisconsin. And finally, Vallis Motorbike. Tell us about Vallis, okay? I mean, it's weird to make the big jump from Screaming Trees to Vallis, but we should because...
That's a big part of my life.
It's
so
another... You also got another family member. It isn't Gary Lee, it's Patrick, the younger brother.
Yeah, Patrick Lee. So right. That's Patrick Lee.
Patrick.
So, and my name's Van Patrick. So we got Gary Lee, Patrick Lee, and Van Patrick, right? So, so we, about 1994, I think it was, Dan Peters from Mudhoney, the drummer.
Yep.
Kurt Danielson from Tad, the bass player.
Yep.
Myself, and my brother Patrick. So we all lived in Ballard. In fact, everybody lived in Ballard, even like Lanigan lived in Ballard, which is part
Tavern.
Of Seattle.
Tractor Tavern.
Yep, it's right there, yeah. And even Novoselic, Chris, I call him Chris still because that's what he used to call himself back in like when he was a kid, right? Like, so.
Actually, up to 12 years old, he was living in Pedro.
I didn't know he lived in Pedro.
That's why you're on the show, to learn shit like that, Brother Van.
No shit. Okay. I've been learning for
the
years.
The only thing new is you finding out about it.
That's right. So, yeah, so we go to, we're at a bar, we had this little bar called the Anglers where we all hang out to get away from our girlfriends and wives, right? So we're sitting there and we're like, Dan says, I'm sick of Mudhoney. I say, I'm sick of Screaming Trees. Kurt said, I'm sick of Tad. So we're like, we had a practice space here. Why don't we do a project? And Vallis was a project the whole time, even though it was a band, right? And we toured Europe. We did United States a couple times. And so we end up recording this record and with On Man's Ruin, which was the same label Caius was on, right about the time I played on the first album with a band called Gamma Ray, which turned into Queens of the Stone Age. So... it all, and then we got Josh from Queens was in Screaming Trees.
Scotty Reeder.
Scotty Reeder didn't.
Yeah.
Van Conner played.
Okay.
No, but Scotty, you know, after Kai, Scotty kind of, I haven't talked to him for a couple of years, but I think he's farming now.
Yeah, but he's still farming. Basing it up. He's great basement.
Oh, God, man. He's part of the brotherhood, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to play you. You mentioned Gardner. Let's hear that too. The seaweed guy, right?
By the fountain, Thank you. sometimes, yeah, sometimes it's way too much. And the sale price is a ripoff. And a beggar's honest request is way too much. Just enough. Way too much.
Yeah. Doesn't get you. Now back to me. There's something out here, but I know I'm still all alone. My GPS won't work, but something tells me I'm still at home. This bus was scary and this engine moves a goddamn slow. I try to battle, but you know I still got nowhere to go. Well, I'm trying to scream through the storm this thing. I want to scream as loud as I can. Just to get you. Out back to me.
My friend, if I had it my way, I wonder if you can see my deception. Understand, I seek. Understand, I seek my redemption. It felt so right, but I knew it was wrong. Like a blink of an eye, was just a blink of time in God's eye. Stay, never coming out, waiting for my time to end. Darkness is my friend. If I had it my way, it would never end. Underneath the sands of time, in the corners of my
Pedro Show, yeah, that's Gardner with Van Conner. I mean, he put this together, I guess, on tour, right? You guys were playing with Seaweed.
Yeah, on tour, and then we went down. Aaron moved to Humboldt County, this what we called the hippie shacks,
California.
In this, yep, Humboldt.
I think the Mr. Bungles are from there.
Are they?
Yeah, Mike Patton, the other Mike Patton, not the one from the Adolescent. Actually, he recorded a couple Minuteman records, the Joy EP.
Mr. Bungle, yeah, Mr.
The Joy EP, but there's another Mike Patton people don't realize.
Yeah.
He was in Eddie and the
Subtitle. Mike actually did
He was in the middle class, the first fast hardcore band.
I'm learning again.
That's
from
why you're on the show, right? Then we heard Found Out Poor Luther's Bones. And this is some Knoxville shit. Now, Dylan Thomas is dead. Dylan Thomas is drunk from Old Man Fuck You. Ex-Goal with I'm a Man. The Sweet Man, Ones with Soul Boat, Scott H. Burham, What Doesn't Kill You, and finally, demo, My Redemption, Van Conner. And this is of the upcoming stuff. My Redemption, well, Brother Van?
From My Redemption is from the album I did. It wasn't. I don't call it just demo anymore because I made it the real song. It was supposed to be a demo. That was the second time I ever played it.
Right, when it was, right. Okay.
Right there. So I decided that's the record. You know what I mean? You know what I mean.
Yeah, but that's, you're thinking of using this strategy on your next solo record, right?
No, I think I'm not even sure if I'm going to do a solo record. I got me and my friend.
I made a solo record with 48 other people.
I know you can't, right? I mean,
it's not a solo record.
I can't go to New York with my Converse on with no socks and eat sushi.
But you can trade files over the internet, Brother Van.
I know. I got a new flannel the other day, by the way. It's already worn. So I got this new band. I might not do a solo record per se. I got this new idea for this band called Sleepy Witch.
Okay.
Sleepy Witch. It's with my friend Sally Berry, who is in a band called Honeymoon Killers and STP. I don't know if you remember Honeymoon Killers. They used to tour with Sonic Youth and Nirvana and stuff. They're New York.
Sure. And STP, Stone Temple Pilot?
No. A different band. They were just just stand for STP.
Okay.
No, she was a drummer.
Okay.
There is a drummer, and we so we're forming this new band called Sleepy Witch. She just moved out here from Connecticut, and it's just her and I. It's just a two-piece.
Okay.
And we might do something. So she's over at my house right now, and we're hanging out. I got a drum set in the living room.
Yeah.
And I got about a million guitars. I got a new Rickenbacker, by the way. I got a Rick. I've never had one.
A Rick bass?
Yeah, dude. I bought it brand new last year. What's it called? The model number is 2003.
4003, probably. It's probably 4003.
4003, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The stereo, right?
Right. And, Rico sound.
Dude, it's Scott Reeder played one of those,
I think. That's right. And so did Kay, Black Flag.
Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah.
So, you know, you're back on the bass. You're not playing acoustic guitar.
Well, this band, I'm going to play whatever the heck comes to mind. Right. I might just have bass on a song with drums. You know, I don't know. It's going to be...
What about violin? What about French horn?
French horn for sure.
John Entwistle played French horn.
I know, man.
Solo on Pictures of Lily.
Pictures of Lily and many other songs.
Which
and,
I took kind of the music from to do Piss Bottle Man.
Piss Bottle Man? The video. I watched that the other day. I'm like, Watts all fancy dress.
Yeah, Evan.
They got like...
Joe Biza.
That's right. That's right.
So where can people find you on the internet?
So I have a record label, man. I don't know if you know that. So it's called Strange Earth Records. So strangeearthrecords.com is all the bands on my label. And then we have, I guess, one of my Facebook's pages, if I add you, if you try to add me, that'd be cool, and maybe I will, I don't know. but
having your own website, I think, is really important, because it's like having your own fucking fanzine.
I know, man. I know, and I...
And those other things belong to other people. So you could stick, you know, flyers, staple them on the other telephone poles, but you gotta have your own fanzine. Because there's no filter. There's no middleman. There's no gatekeeper.
Yep. We don't need no gate. Well, in a way, even though you and I have both been on big labels before, couldn't be the gatekeeper. That's why we're not on them anymore.
I'm really curious about the Sleepy Witch, though. So look, when you get this recorded, will you come back on the show and we'll play every song off the album?
I would be honored to do that, man.
We didn't have enough time. I could do 10 more shows. In fact, I want to do 10 more shows with you, Brother Van.
I would love to.
We're out of time here.
I miss you, man.
I miss you big time. You know, we're both by the water. Remember, we both share the Pacific Ocean.
We do.
Okay. I love you big time. Big people, it's been the July 4, 2020 edition of the Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.